This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The world's second biggest economy has pretty much taken the week off, celebrating the Lunar New Year. Today is the fifth day of celebrations, and millions of Chinese are setting off fireworks in honor of the god of wealth. But wealth, or more accurately, the uneven distribution thereof, is a touchy subject over there. Just last week, the government in Beijing banned ads for luxury products on state-run television because of rising anger about the widening gap between the rich and the poor. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has been working on a series the past year or so about the lives and businesses along a single street in Shanghai. The Street of Eternal Happiness, it's called. Today, the story of a man on the losing end of that Chinese wealth gap.
The Lunar New Year came in with a bang on the Street of Eternal Happiness, just like it does every year. Apart from the fireworks, though, it's a quiet time for China. Shops are closed. The street's empty. It's a time to be indoors with family. But not for Zhang Naixun. His family is hundreds of miles away in his home village. The 62-year-old spends his New Year's Eve on the city sidewalk, head down, holding out a plastic cup for donations. Today, families taking a stroll along the Street of Eternal Happiness are feeling generous. A father walking with his children slides Zhang a paper bill.
You're not returning home for the New Year?
No, sir.
Here you go. Happy New Year.
I wish you happiness and prosperity, sir. Thank you. I'm doing well today. It's the new year. I'm a lonely old beggar on the street. People feel sorry for me.
Zhang's long white hair covers the shoulders of his dirty green trench coat. Every afternoon he comes to this intersection to spend the evening in front of a row of bars, restaurants, and massage parlors that don't close until late. When foot traffic dies down, he rummages through trash cans looking for bottles. He sells them to recyclers for 2 cents apiece. During the day, Zhang sleeps in a makeshift bed underneath a staircase in a rundown apartment building across town.
I left home 12 years ago because my family didn't have enough to eat.
China began market reforms 35 years ago. Since then, strong and steady GDP growth has lifted more than half a billion Chinese out of poverty. But the number of people in China who still live on less than $2 a day is equal to the entire population of the United States. It's a fact often hidden behind the headlines of China's newfound wealth. Zhang grew up in a mud house in rural Hunan province. He and his wife have 3 sons and 8 grandchildren. China's one-child policy is often ignored in rural China. The sons work at factories hundreds of miles away, leaving their children with Zhang's wife on the family's tiny plot of land.
My wife and I can't read or write, nor can any of my sons, but my grandchildren are learning this at school. Our hope is that they become literate.
Old traditions run strong in Zhang's hometown, traditions that have always made Zhang hesitant to return home.
When I went back last summer, my sons, daughters-in-law, and grandchildren all kneeled and kowtowed to me. It's a Chinese tradition, but I don't like it, and I ask them not to do it.
A similar Chinese tradition is what spurred Zhang to leave home in the first place.
It was during the New Year holiday, and my sons made my wife and me eat the holiday meal first, before everyone else. It's a tradition. But that year, we didn't have enough food for everyone. I said, my grandchildren don't even have enough to eat. My sons wouldn't budge. So I left. Now I send money home and feel like I'm doing my part.
It's been 12 years since Zhang has spent the New Year holiday with his family. This year, his sons begged him to come home. To be alone without family during this holiday is, for the Chinese, almost sacrilegious. This yearning to return home has even spawned a musical genre in China, songs that are played over and over on the radio this time of year. This one is simply called Home, from musician Xu Wei.
拥抱着亲人的时候, 都希望时间就停止。
If only time could stop, sings Xu, when I'm hugging my family. I've been gone so long that now when I come home, I feel like a stranger. It's a feeling shared by hundreds of millions of Chinese migrants who are unable to see their children and their grandchildren grow up. And on the Street of Eternal Happiness, Zhang Naixun will spend today thinking of his family, who are lighting firecrackers to celebrate the god of wealth, while hundreds of miles away, he sits with his plastic cup, hoping others are willing to spread a little wealth. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.